just the point we spoke about last week, that the Rambam in Hilchos Avodin quotes the beginning, Lavod be evikinani le'olam, and in Hilchos Avodin there's no mention of mitzvah, only mention about the Issa. Okay? So I suggested that maybe we should look at the Protei mitzvahs in front of the Halachas not only as an introduction, but part of the Guf Halachas themselves. Okay? I just wanted to tell you that it's not just a suggestion. If you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, the way he formulates the Protei mitzvahs, it seems to be clear that way, I think. Because let's just see how he says it over here. He says, for example, Hilchos Avodim. So, he's starting. Hilchos Avodim. Yesh Bichlolon Sholosh Esrei Mitzvos. Chomesh Mitzvos Asei. Ushmona Mitzvos Asei. Vizel Pilton. Vachulei. Yud Aleph, La'avoy be'evikneini, la'olam, elin kein hipo loy adoinov echo mirosh evolov, v'chule. Ubiur mitzvus eilu b'prokim eilu. So, ubiur mitzvus eilu b'prokim eilu, vivait, how much you need a biur, that's mentioned. And if you don't need a biur, and the mitzvus kipshutai, you don't have to talk about it.
Is there any such case that he does it?
I can't tell. I can go through every single one and see. I mean, I'm sure there might be other cases. B'lecheira, I don't know. Ubiyo mitzvahs eilu v'prokim eilu. So I assume that which in the Vaya, and he felt, only at the Vaya is the Isurim, that it's also an Isase and whatever. Okay? That's what I would have said. So I think that's Mamish. And that's where he writes Hilchos Avodim before. This Hilchos Avodim. Then it comes out you would want to say then that the mitzvah doesn't express itself in any way except for the fact that it is your eved. Because you have to do anything, then we should talk about it. Then you should conclude that the oved baseh is the exact opposite of the mitzvah say, because it just means you shouldn't be meshachar the eved. Holding on to the eved and not being meshachar him, that goof is the kiyum. So you have to say anything. All you have to do is say that what you can't do is not to send them out. Because if all I'm just trying to tell you, if the mitzvah requires anything above not being over the Issa, then l'chayah he should talk about it. I'm not saying it's a proof. I'm saying either you assume like that and it's okay, or you don't assume like that and it's a kasha. But l'chayah, that's the logical conclusion. I didn't say anything, all right? Don't. If you don't need a biur, l'chayra, a vivait, that he only mentioned Isa say, and everything else in the mitzvah, so, that's what it is. Okay? That's point number one. So that's, I think, it's a nice point. You can walk away with it also, son, because, you know, someone say, you know, because I heard people talk about kila protei mitzvahs as not part, it's just, you know, a way the Rambam, because the Rambam really says in the psicha to Sefer Mitzvah, which he says really Sefer Mitzvah the psicha the Mishneh Torah. You know, that's it. It's a way using Tayag Mitzvah to organize Mishneh Torah. So you would have said a priori that the mentioning of Mitzvah is a rough sketch and outline in order to know how to write the Prokim, but it has no meaning. I'm not sure that's the case at all. Okay? And then, it's not only that you should medayik really from the nusach, the way he says the mitzvahs, because it really is part of Mishneh Torah. Okay? That is. Now, let's go on. The Rambam mitzvah leish lamed hey. He says, "Hu atzivui shistavino b'din evikneini, v'hu shemishtabdim boy la'olam." So we have to know what's the who. Okay. This who seems very interesting. The who. Okay. Then he says, for who hadin l'shara she'evorim she'enam chizrim k'mo shebo lonu b'feirish hamakubo. So means that Rosh Eivorim is a Rosh Eivor, which is enam chizrim, is also yotze lecheirus, and it's not only shein v'ayin, that's a pirish hamakubo from Moshe Rabbeinu. Derech agav, this is yidia, okay? And it's just an amazing thing. There's two ideas. The first idea won't be no gay, the second idea will be no gay. But I might as well tell you both of them. Maybe a few other ideas on the side. The Rambam in Yisrael Hashmini from Ikra Das. Okay. Or the Yisrael Hashmini from Ikra Das is that Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as Torah, is the Chefs of Shliach. Not anything more, not anything less. And that's what Mechikik means. And that's a shliach. And that's what it means, kiloi milibi. That everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's nothing Moshe Rabbeinu. And that was Pia Oretz, he says. Pia Oretz, Pi Ho Oretz, was Hil the Eis Men HaShemayim, that Ki Hashem Shelochani V'loi Milibi. Okay? And that's Torah Men HaShemayim. And he says, Afilu is achas, afilu posi echod. Even those things you think are not profound, they also part of Torah. And someone who says that is achas or posi echod was not nimsa Moshe Rabbeinu, a Moshe Rabbeinu kosam atzmoi, that also violates Shoresh Hashmini, that the whole Torah as we have it is min hashamayim. Okay? Then he says an amazing thing, which is not in the Gaetos. He says, I would have said the only explanation for that, but that's what Torah Shemayim is. Oh, Tos is Tos, right? He says an explanation for this. He says that the Pshat is because Aruka Me'eretz Mida. Every word of Torah is very profound. And the fact that we don't understand it doesn't take away from its profundity. And then he quotes how David Mashiach Yisrael, okay, Mashiach Hashem, not sure Mashiach Hashem. For his spalal or bikesh David, the Mashiach Yisrael, gal einai v'yabito niflois miseresecha. So it means, it's an amazing thing, or thought the a part of the Yisrei, Hashmini, is not only Termeshim, but Termeshimayim is because of the profundity of each word. Okay, which Mamash, you never would have noticed that, but you might not have, but all those things. Then he goes on, and he said, also subsumed on this Yisrei Hashmini is also Purushim Kabbalah and Moshe Rabbeinu. If someone denies that there's Purushim Kabbalah and Moshe Rabbeinu, and someone says that the Esog that we have is not the Esog of Moshe Rabbeinu, the way he was Moshe, or the Shefer that we have, or the Lulav that we have, or the Sukkah that we have, is also because the Mesirah was the Teira as Shliach, and the Purushim Kabbalah. So Pirush Mekubal is part of the Etzem Inyan of Terumah HaShemayim. Well, that's what he says in Shiras HaShemayim. And he goes out of his way over here and say for mitzvahs to say that the Shiras that the Pirush Mekubal of Shein V'ayin is Lav Dafka Shein V'ayin, but it means Rosh Eivom Shein Uchayzu. Question, what's the importance B'chalal for the mitzvah, okay? What's the importance of it? So I just want to explain to you this, okay? Then, at the end of the mitzvah, just know, this is a kashas, just reading the text. Then he says towards the end of Reish Lamed Hei, okay, let's read the whole thing. So what is it? Let's read the whole thing. He says that, and he says that. V'chiyake ish. V'loshen gemora gitin kol ha-meshachre avdei eva be'asei tichsi lo lomem tavodu. V'loshen ha-teiru hu she-meshachre v'shein ba'ayin. So why is he telling us this? Ukfan is boy dini mitzvizu b'shleimus b'kiddushin v'gitin. And Shalom HaYisrael. What's the Ram talking about? Okay? So let's start slowly and get the words down, okay? Because that's the project, at the beginning of the project, the first simple project we have in front of us. So I think the Rambam is telling us that since he went out of his way in Reish Lamed Hei to say the mitzvah is shirano, okay, hein al tashia shirano, okay, it's only hara, it's not a mitzvah hechreches, okay, and it basically is a din, and the word din is not the Arabic, the word din is written in the original in the Rambam. B'din evikneini. So Shaili is, what is this din? And then he says, v'hu. What's the din? He's telling you what the din is. Shemishtabdin boi le'olam. U'shaloi tehei cheres ele b'shein v'ayin. That's the din. The din has in it two dinim or something like that. She mishtabim bo ilolim, even though, he told me, Korach told me a better translation might be not she mishtabdin, she nishtabed. And even though there's a glimmer of tzivui in the original Arabic, it's not clear that's what he wants to stress over here, because he really says that it's shrano, and he calls it a din, and he says, v'hu. So then is, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is shibud, except shein v'ayin. Two things. Shibud, the Rabban we're going to see later, splits it up as two mitzvahs. Shein v'ayin is a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Is that it? But the Rambam is going out of his way, saying, nitazei, nay. The mitzvah is shibud, and shichu with shein v'ayin, shib not shichu and shein v'ayin. So since the mitzvah is shichu shibud and shichu b'shein v'ayin, so the shein v'ayin is not stam as a side thing, but it's definition. It's what the din is. There are two dinim. The din is this and that. So he tells you the din of Shein V'ayin in Pshuto Shomikra, after there's a Pirush Mekubal from Moshe Rabbeinu, or that the Pirushim Mekubalim, as we pointed out, are different, B'cholok, B'etzim Yisei Dinoi, from Yud Gimel Midos, or the Yud Gimel Midos is not Pshat and Pasuk, and therefore it's not Minyan HaMitzvos, and that's what the Rambam says in Shor HaSheni, whereas the Rambam says Mefurish in Shor HaSheni, that a Pirushim Mekubal is a Minyan HaMitzvos, that the Nusach in Torah Shemiksav, after the Pirushim Mekubal in Pshuto Shel Mikra, is the Yoytze not only in Shem V'ayin, but also with Rosh Evo. That's what he's telling us. Okay? That's who? Oh, that's the mitzvah. That's the din. The mitzvah is the din, and the din has within it two aspects. Okay? He's telling you what the din is. Okay. Now, then he goes on. V'om yisale le'olah b'hem tavodu v'om v'chiyak ish. And even though they're two different parts in the Torah, and they're not anywhere related to each other, but you should read the mitzvah as if it is this din has these two psukim in it. V'chiyake ish with the pirush makubal of Rosh Evom Shelu Chayzrim and Lo'olam Behem Tavodu. Correct? And how do I know that it's a mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvos? Maybe it's Tam HaDin? That he says, since the Lashon of the Chachmei Meseira is Oiva Masei, so it's a Raya Doch, there's an Asei over here. Because they wouldn't use the Lashon of Oiva Masei unless there was an Asei. For Lashon Gemara Gittin, Kol Meshach Ha'av Oiva Masei, Dichsiv Lo Lomem Tavod. Then he continues. For Lashon HaTeirahu, Shemishtachre B'Shein V'Ayin. What the heck? V'loshin. He just said before that the mitzvah was v'chiyake, was a perish and mekubal the whole of the devil. V'loshin hatera. It's a very v'loshin hatera who v'loshin hatera who shemishtache v'shein ba'ayin v'netz al tera who an yistacher v'shein v'ayin. Okay, that's mamish, a perfect translation in the Arabic, okay? What is it? So I'll tell you something. And we'll go over and we'll just pick up the thing. Just want to tell you this plain shot. I think I told you once, so maybe I didn't tell you that. We have a klal that shnei ksuvim bo in keachel is a kos v'shlishi. That's what Torah is all about. Here, there's no kos v'shlishi. It's shnei ksuvim machish and zuzu. Okay. One pasuk is olam b'hem tavodu, and the other pasuk says that yesu b'shem v'ayin. So he's telling you that it's not kilu astira, that the Shein V'ayin is the Shi'uin in the Olam Behem Tavod. V'loshen HaTeiruhu Shemishtachah B'Shein V'ayin. It's not a stira. It's not. You see, we'll see later. It's not the question, is it the Dechir? Or that the Olam Behem Tavod was never said B'mokum Shein V'ayin. V'loshen HaTeiruhu Shemishtachah v'shem. Oh, that's the studinim. There's olam tavodu X, and there's when it's not X. It's not X v'shem v'ayin, and it's taken no olam tavodu. That's what he stresses. V'loshen hateiruhu shemishtachah v'shem v'ayin. Beseder? That's the pshat. Okay. Now I'm just going to. Few things that I missed over saying it over, just the plain reading of the text. Okay?
That's just the idea that the din is that you have some chakra in it. It's not that it automatically goes out. You have to.
Yeah. But it's not a steal. You know, it's not kilo dichui on the Isa Aseh. It doesn't exist. Okay? Now, just a point, okay? If you look at the rest of the mitzvahs from, not this one, not Reish Lamed Vav, but you look, Reish Lamed Zayin, that's the way they do it. In Sefer Mitzvahs, you don't see it that much, but Minyan HaKotzer, Minyan HaKotzer is like this. Before we get started, okay? The Minyan HaKotzi says in the Proter Mitzvah says it's la'avoid, right? It's la'avoid be'evet k'nani. You don't get the impression. That's the problem. You don't get the impression it's a din. You get the impression it's an alma, that it's a chiv hechechi, even though you'd want to say that it's only a din, that Salam doesn't have to talk about it. So I'm a little bit confused about that. In other words, you'd want the Ram to say in the Prater Mitzvahs that it's din evet k'nani, and that would be much better. But he doesn't say that. He does that also in the Minyan HaKotzer. He says, in the Minyan HaKotzer, he says, Lod. You see, In Minyan HaKotzer, in all the various mitzvahs over here, let's see, you open up your Sefer Mitzvahs, you see. I'll tell you what I'm trying to get here. You open Minyan HaKotzer at the end of the mitzvah say, okay? Lodin b'din Ashoyo, Lodun b'din Mechumemko, Lodin b'din Toya v'Koyfa, Lodun, 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 okay? Lodun b'diski behemo, Lodun b'diski abo, Lodun b'ganam tashlumin, Lodun b'diski hever, Lodun b'diski eish, correct, Lodun b'diski shem echinom. Now, in Reish Lamed Hey, it's la'avod be'evet k'nani l'olim shnei b'olim tavodu. Okay. So I would have said that whether you learn it to din or you don't learn it to din, okay, but the Lodun is not Shaykh, because Lodun means the mitzvah is on Bezdin and Kilu to be done in this Inyan. And it's not clear that the mitzvah of Kanani is that, okay? But it's a little strange, because in Reish Lamed Beis, he says, Lodun be Evet Ivri, Kil Chaysov. We love them kill chayso. Who's supposed to be done kill chayso? It's the bezin with the maatze and all that. That's what it means. That's why it's lodun. What?
It's talking also lecharasmi.
It's talking about all different dinim. The maatze, achiz, you have to know. But lechira, I wouldn't have been mechalik, and the lashon over here, mina kotze, is mechalik. Okay, correct. and maybe fakert. Says kilchaysov, that's why he says lodum. But the question, what does he mean by the hilchaysov? It means when the bez is that does the litzia or whatever. I'm just not sure what he wants exactly. But he says kilchaysov. Okay, that's one. Now, since the etzim is that the Torah is l'ol ben tavoidu, and if you read the Peshuto Shel Mikra, you've learned that it's a bona fide tzibur, it's an alma, right? What somehow was the catalyst for the Rambam to say no, that it's a shrana? And Rabbi Yeshua Nogin, if you remember, says the difference between Shrano and Alma is that Alma is a mitzvah chreches, and Shrano is not. So I'll tell you something. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah, when he talks about the Isa Aseh, the Oiva Aseh, in Perek Tesel Chosavodim, he says, "V'chein also le'odim le'shachre ever k'naini, v'chol ha'meshachre rei, oiva ba'asei, sh'nema li'olim behem tavodu, v'chulei." That's okay, he's calling him on Gittin. Nothing happened, right? I didn't do anything. U'muta le'shachre rei, le'dvar mitzvah, afilu l'mitzvah shel divreihem, kegoin shlo hoyu asor bebeis hakneses, hari ze meshach re'avdoi, u'mashlim boi haminyon, v'chein kukriyetzu b'zeh. So it's not the Rosh they were talking about Pasha Zocho, the Rosh in Bocha Simchov. Nay! We're talking here about Stalin Mitzvah the Rabbon, Timash from a minion. You're out to Meshachah. So I would have said, the Ram Opkalant over here, that since it's a heta, Leshacharai, for even at the Rabbonon, it means you can make Cheshbonis. Okay? And it's not with the plain Dini Dechir, Masay Dechasei. You make cheshbonis. And the mayum hayasei and the hayasei in the Gemara is not a din dechir. It's a din of cheshbon. It's the rabbin shiny. It's a question of making a cheshbon. So the Rambam learned that you can imagine making a cheshbon in shrana. In alma, you can't imagine such a thing. Although steht in Rambam, that's a shrana. Okay? And that's what he saw in this din, that you're meshachre, you're allowed to meshachre, you don't vibe. But here it's different. In the case of Shein V'ayin, or that the mitzvah of Behem Tavodu wasn't said. And that's not a reason to evaluate and say something about whether it's Alma or Shurana. However, when you come to mitzvah rabo, or the mitzvah rabon, which happens in mitzvah rabo, and you can say meshachre, it's like there is a mitzvah. It's not that it wasn't said. So why is it mutter? The Ram says the mutter. You're not chayiv in shein v'ayin. You chayiv to meshachre. So the answer is the Rambam shurano. That's how we tell you. That's how I'm new to say it. Okay? Now, next.
That doesn't need more of an explanation. It sounds like...
What?
I don't understand.
What's your problem?
I don't know, but it doesn't... I felt like it was a magic trick there.
No, sometimes I'll tell you, they're magic tricks, I'll tell you something. the magic tricks, like, you know, certain times a Rebbe or someone will tell you, will prove something, and then you'll cry to reproduce it in your house, and you say, yeah, how did he get there? Okay. Here, I think the steps are very clear. Okay. The Rambam saw that the Baalei HaMaseicha said, what did they say? They say you're allowed, you can make a chesh mayu mehayase mehayase. And in certain conditions, that even a minion, there's no derais, it's only the rabbonon, you're allowed to meshacher. So how could they do such a thing? So it means...
Tremendous question.
Yeah, so it means that the Baalei HaMaseicha, in their Maseicha, knew that this Le'olam Ben Tavoidu is not a Alma, but they had a Maseicha that it's Shirana. Otherwise, we'd be able to do such a thing. And that's why the Ram says that it's Din, and that's what the Ram says in Miyam Mitzvah, that it's Shirana. The Ram saw in his microscope, or that the Baalei HaMaseicha, or that that's what they're makabel. You can't know what Le'olam Ben Tavoidu is Dakatzivui, with a mitzvah hechreches, a alma, or a shrana. You can't know that yourself. How do you know that? You heard that from your Rebbe, and your Rebbe heard it from the Rebbe. So since in the Gemara Gittin, which the Ram says in the Hakdoma to Mishneh Torah, or thought the Talmud Bavli, or the Aboyim Deres, is ish mipi ish v'moshe Rabbeinu. So if the Baalei HaMaseicha tell you something, they're telling you something, the kach kibalti, mipi Hashmua. So it means that's the pshat. It means that even with mitzvah rabbonon, which pashtit should have no chal Hashem d'raisa, and tells the Ben Tavoda would make a tchiya for it, that he allowed to do it. So it must be that the Baalei HaMaseicha learned that this mitzvah is not shrana but alma. It's mamish kibaldik, and not alma but shrana, right? The only problem is that I understand the Lushan and the Arabic, everything in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why in Mishneh Torah he doesn't stress the din, and he says Le'olam Tavodu, and proper in the Protei HaMitzvahs, and when it comes to the Halachas, there's no mention of how you would get the impression the Tak is only a din. So why does he say it like that? But that's reasonable. I mean, such a thing I can leave as a kasha. But I think the observation, you see, some Rishonim will see, say the Le'olam Ben Tavodu, that you just shouldn't send out chinuch. That's what Le'olam Ben Tavodu means, okay? I don't know if you have to say that in Rambam. It's not that it means that. Okay? But it means, no! But it's not a mitzvah cheches. It's only a din. So maybe you can make a cheshbonis. So it comes out, hello. I'm just going to give a marshal. And the marshal's right, but it gives you an idea. In Kesseloy, Shem Chaim Volozhin, he says that Yael Eish Kena, Eish Cheva Keni, the Gdol Averu Lishmo. Okay? So he says, you can make a cheshbon of Averu Lishmo and Schor Keneged Hefseder rak before this Tayag Mitzvah, or by Benoyach afterwards. But by Yisrael, after Tayag Mitzvah, you can't make such cheshbonis. You don't make cheshbonis. You do the Mitzvah, or that's the Mitzvah. You can't say, this is better like that, whatever it is. Okay? That's what he says, okay? I'm not getting involved in the merits of the discussion over here. But I'll tell you, whatever you're going to say the merits of the discussion over here, or that of Chaim Voloshin says, the Yikem Micheshbonis is only in Alma, not in Shrana. That's what I'm telling you. I'm using it as a marshal. It's not, you know, it's a marshal, but I think it drives the point home. And that's the more Mayu Mehai Mehai. Oh, that's the Cheshbon. It's a cheshbon. Okay. Now, you let me go on, I want to now discuss the Ramban's approach to Lodabem Tavodim and Chain Vayin, okay? I think of the Rambam, I think I pretty much exhausted, and I think the observations are interesting to say. At least you can disagree with me, Adraba. But, you know, something to think about, okay? And I think the Maila is everything that I said. I didn't say anything. Adraba, I'd rather you throw a towel at me and say I didn't say anything than I said something. Okay, next. Now, mitzvah say Reish Lamed Hey in Hasogas Ramban. Kosov Arab, va mitzvah Masayim Ushloishim v'chomeish, nistavinu b'dinei v'knayni, v'hu, shenavod bo'i l'olam, v'shein lo cheres ele b'shein v'ayin. Ramban there, okay. Ulufi da'ati sheshtei mitzvahs hein. It's not one mitzvah. It's not a din with two dinim under it, or but it's two mitzvahs. Shnavino shenavoy beknani le'olam uvishalo nishachrei oisai bechinam. So he's not only saying that Yitzias Shein V'Ayin is a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, which L'maisa, he paskins like that in his minyan, because he's moisif in the mitzvah say at the end of the mitzvah Sheshoch Harav, when he makes the ganze cheshbon, he says V'chein Mapel Shein. He doesn't have the long ones, but when the short discussion is over there, he says V'chein Mapel Shein Avdoi. Mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy. Okay? Mitzvah b'fnei atzmoy. So it means that which he says over here in Nasogas, he passed halacha l'maisa. Okay. So you would have said, sholashach lois b'chinom, he's trying to say that you don't need a dechia of the mitzvah l'om ben tavodu, but it's something about there's no the shein v'ayin says it's not chinam, right? Not that we said in Rambam, because he says the shtickle in shein v'ayin, not in lulavem tavodu. Problem is that if you look at the more brochas, Mem Zayin, on the base, Meisvei, 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 Rabbi Eliezer, Shenichlans, the base, Akneser, Limotza, Soro, Vishichoy Abdoi, Vishlim, La Soro. Base, Akneser, La Soro. You know, you don't get the impression like the Rosh that it's Pasha Zoch or whatever you can cost me a safe, okay, to say that. Fli motza sol. He came to the base of Mesh. Fli motza sol. Shicho in. Loi shicho loi. Trei itzichalei. Shicho chad. Venofik bachad. Vehechi ovid hochi. For Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Kol Meshacha Avo Eva Basei. Shnei Malam Ben Tavodu. Lidvar mitzvah shayni. Fek the Gemara mitzvah Baba Veira. So that, I remember the Alpha was learning Brochus Mamish in high school, and he said over us from the Shiva, from a mission, that it's Mitzvah Baba Veira, it's not Mitzvah Baba Veira. The Cheshbon is the wrong Cheshbon. So the Gemara says the Cheshbon is the right Cheshbon, Mitzvah Rab Mishayni. Okay? Said there's no Mitzvah Baba Veira in Mitzvah Chuchotanang, okay, good. Comes the Ramban in Gittin Lamed Chesem and Beis Zokter Azeh. V'tomani v'chibinei mitzvah l'spalo b'tzibur dochu aseh shebetera. So we don't even know be'etzem, we don't even know that you know, that it's because the mitzvah spala b'tzibur, you know, is bala b'skes lomotz asoa kodesh b'chol kes. We don't know b'chal at the chesh. The Rabban learns it's the mitzvah spala b'tzibur. B'seida. Mitzvah is spala b'tzibur. And it's a chiddush because Pashas and Shulchan Aruch get the impression tefillah b'tzibur is a maila. Not kilo. Mitzvah is spala b'tzibur. The Rabban, no, it's a mitzvah. Okay. The Efsha Shlo Omer Teira Le'olam Behem Tavodu El Mishum Shalitin Lehem Matnes Chinam Ki Yitichsiv Bagoyim Leisachonim Le'olam Behem Tavodu Kizestira To Leisachonim Aval Kishihu Meshachra Mibnei Shenoisein Dmei Atzmoy O Mishum Mitzvah, the tzirich harav, the tzirich of the rav, not from the eved. The lekachanina mut. Then he says another teretz takad dechir. So you see very clearly in the Ramban that the chinam over here is not going in Shem V'ayin. The chinam is going on the etzalom metachoy. Okay? But I'm telling you, the Ramban is a different type from what I said in the Rambam. The Ram says it's a cheshbon. And the Ramban learns, oh, that is what the mitzvah is. Okay? It's chinam. Now, next. So what does he mean in Shen V'ayin that it's chinam? What's he talking about? So I just want to say, you would have made l'fum rita, if you looked at the Ramban, you would have said, you know, you the light bulbs would have gone on, and you wouldn't have been exact. You say, make the Ramban and gittin, you said a nice shir and show my Yisrael. But memory says, mamish not that, it's a mistake. Correct? Because there he's talking about Tavod, he was talking about Shein V'ayin, not a ton. It's not mixing apples and bananas. It's two separate mitzvahs, me and I'm mitzvahs. And the more it's two separate mitzvahs, make it taste, it should tackle one.
I'm not getting it. When I'm reading the Lashon here, I don't see it.
What? What do you see?
I see the Lashon here says it's one thing, little Shachar so
b'chinam.
Yeah. And it's the Lashon, should not feel Shein V'ayin. It's a separate thing.
Where do you see? What?
I'm missing.
Where are you reading? Read it again. Read it. Yeah. What's lo shachar so b'chinam? What are the two mitzvah, one mitzvah?
That's one mitzvah.
Yeah.
And then v'nitz tavenu lo shenav lo so shem.
What's it? One second, hold everything. Fidei shtei mitzvah same. Then Avinu v'shenav v'ebe k'nai l'olam v'lo nishach. Say them. You're right, but that's a pshat anyway. You're right. But that's what I want to say anyway. The lo yishachu b'chinom. Okay, good. But say them.
He says in Gittin. It's not like he says in Gittin. I'm not saying Gittin
when he gets. Yeah. But he has another teretz in Gittin. He says it's dechir, a second teretz. But say them. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. It's wrong. It's wrong. But it's not, you know, okay, good. It's wrong. But that's the it's lo l'shachar b'chinam. That's the taich in the mitzvah say, correct? The mitzvah say from the Mem Tavod. Our inyan hazehu din min adinim shenitztavinu l'shalim le'evet k'naini shichur gufoi b'dmei einoi v'shinoi. Umeis omdoi im ba'alov bevezdin yishachru oisoi kitashlumi anezek. Umikovokom mitzvah fnei atzmo tivne kechol hadinim shemona harav ukegoin mitzvah gerishim. So it means whether the word chinam or not, you know, the word chinam is referring to before, but he's learning that shen v'ayin is really the shichur is a tashlumin nezik. It's an amazing thing. It's tashlumin nezik. Okay. You see, there's a difference over here. You see, when it comes to Ulbem Tavodu, and the Issa is to Meshach Chinom, the Asay, and the Issa Asay is Chinom, if I decide not to Meshach to make Tamash the Minyan, did I do anything wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. I made a chet. You know, the isa is not to meshachu b'chinam, and I didn't take advantage of that. Okay. But when it comes to shichur avodim for shein v'ayin, if it comes to a matzav that I was mapul shein v'ayin, okay, not only is no lo'il ben tavodu. But the mitzvah is that Shemeshalim with the shichur, the Beis Shein V'ayin. And that's Tashlumin Ezek. It's very different, L'chayla. Then, the moshul to gerushin is a little strange, because in shein va'ayin it's taka din, but mokum is the din shein va'ayin it's the chamitza to mishalim. It's not. He says that it's not a knas. He says she mitza she a bol of mitzuvah lo itzio avoloi tala daitcho. The omer she mitzvah she ba'ol of mitzvah lo tziul lechelus achrei hapilo eshinoi ki bale akabola oimrim shu knas v'ein loima b'mach nitztavino Hashem izboch la'seisei she knas b'shum ponim avol in hu din me'adinim she nitztavino l'shalim le'evet k'naini shichol guf v'demei enoi. Because if you mishachar before the amida ladin, it's tach a knas, and therefore it's moida. But knas is a prita. After amida b'din, it converts the chiv knas to chiv momen, and the mitzvah is to mekayim the tashlumin momen. That's why it's meis omdu b'din. Okay, meis omdu b'din. And that's the mitzvah. But it's different in comparison to Gerushin. L'chur, it's choluk. In Gerushin, there's a mitzvah to megarish your wife? And then he says even further at the end, Okay. So, l'chir, what he's saying, l'chatchilo, you have sometimes the mitzvah of the mitzvah afuchai as two mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. Okay? The shayla is, let's start in general now, okay? By Eved, the mitzvah is to mishabed boy, or to have him as an Eved, until the shein v'ayin, and then the mitzvah is terminated, and a new mitzvah kicks in. Okay? In the Suin and Gerishin, it's like that also. The mitzvah is not only to make a Maaseh Kedushin, but to be married. I'm not talking about, you know, the question is, what is the mitzvah? Why is Gerishin, why does it compare Gerishin and the Suin to Evi Knaini, Lol Mem Tavodu, and Shichu, for Shein V'ayin? So I would have said the mitzvah is that you should keep him as an Evi Knaini, and the Shein V'ayin, that mitzvah is Paka, okay, and the Chiyuv is to do the opposite, whatever. And in Gerushin, the mitzvah is, even though it's a mitzvah of to remain married, it's not just the Mice and the Suin, okay? Okay, let me ask you a question. I mean, I'll ask you a question a bit more later and hold it for a thing. Someone who gets married and decides, oh, I want him to kind of miss the Suin. So he divorces his wife, he gets married another wife and another time, and 15, 20 times. He has more mitzvahs than Yenna that remain married the whole time. I'm not talking about Shalom Bayis, I'm talking about Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? No, so you think it's mamish crazy, correct? So the mitzvah is to be married. Okay? That's what I would have said. Okay? I hate it, maybe I'm wrong. But l'chira, there's never a mitzvah to megarish your wife. You can't terminate the issues with gerushin. The comparison of gerushin to shichu shein v'ayin is very odd. Okay, you know, if you start working with shamai and shamai, b'lot elvis dovo, mitzvah los chesed, but the gerushin, the mitzvah gerushin is us. L'chira is also a big chiddush over here, because the Ramban calls the shicha of shein v'ayin a din over here, right? Correct? So he says, Kamo, he says before, he died the mitzvah saying, she's a vidush now we're going to carry tavodu, it's a vidush and chavodu, and she's going to put the bas Israel, for the suin of a gerush is stay mitzvah saying, the suin and gerush is stay mitzvah saying, kein elu b'shove, a lot of people are reading that you're about a mitzvah will like see it, l'cheres, achre hapilu ha-shinoi, ki ba'al ha-gololina, v'ein lo'im sh'tefin ha-shem izbach la'asai se shi'a knas, aval ha-inyin hu din me'adinim. Din me'adin. This l'mais is very strange, okay? So I would have said no. I would have said the mitzvah to mishnah, it's a tashlum. It's din me'adin, okay? So I'll ask you another question, okay? Two people are coming to Elam Emes, okay? One person has the same squeeze as the other person, okay? Mom, it's the exact same thing. But one of them was Megarish's wife, and one of them was not. So l'chera, you would tell me that this doesn't tip any scale, correct? Okay. Now, If you one person, the same thing, one person was Meshachre his Eved. Okay. B'shem V'ayin. And the other person didn't. See, here I could imagine it makes a difference. Right? On the other hand, the Ram calls it a din. And the din is difficult to imagine it makes a difference. I'm just a little bit confused. And the comparison to Gershon is very confusing. But you agree with me, right? One second. You agree with me, Yeda, that was Megarish's wife, Zachnat doesn't have more of the Chay, right? Correct? You excuse the marshal, but I think it just tells you something. Right? Okay, now, okay, say that. And you also agree with me, the L'cheira, if he's comparing Gershon with the Suin, with Evid in this, that the mitzvah of the Suin is not just the... Just not the Maisa Kedushin, but being married. And Yenna, who does it 10 times, L'chayr is not a big tzaddik. L'chayr. Chesnet? That's what I would say. Now, then he adds something over here. When the Shach Reise Bechinam, when it's Tavinu Oid, Shim Napil Shinoi Oi Eino, Yiye Ben Chayrin. Umute bivas Yisrael. What does he want over here? Ye ben chirin umute bivas Yisrael. And that's the tashlum inezik. Right? So I would tell you like this. The Issa Eved and Bas Yisrael and the Heta Meshucha in Bas Yisrael is not two separate dinim. But the Chetzef M'Avdus is that which is Asas in Bas Yisrael. Not because Chason and Tush Yisrael, but an Eved is Osim Bas Yisrael. The Shem Eved is Osim Bas Yisrael. So with Shichro, it's Kva Pokem Yad, the din of the Isim Bas Yisrael. And that which requires Tefillah, even if you say Midraisa, as the Ram learns, to the Sheni, that's the Mashim Tush Yisrael. But it hots the ton with the problem of the Isim Bas Yisrael. The Isim Bas Yisrael is Eved. Eved. So that's the Shichro, the mitzvah to Meshachre him, is to be Matir, it's Shichro. And that's the Matir, the Isim Bas Yisrael. When he does tefillah or not, whatever, I don't know, that's my mitzvah to be ma'amud. That he has to do tefillah in order to be ma'ashim mitzvah Yisrael. But the Issa is because of the Shem Eved.
The tefillah has nothing to do with the Shem Eved.
What?
The tefillah has nothing to do with the...
No, the tefillah is to be ma'ashim the lost this. I'm not going to talk about this now, but I'll give you ma'am mokud. Ayin chidush ha'ver chayim ha'levi, hilchus isu e'biya, per yud gimel ha'cha yubayis. Vanilum that Sule, the Nehei did Siosme Abbas to Israel, Sricha eight fila vegeris, we come gesh bezedinim chalukim. The memes eke din avdois, so his poker beshicholavad. Gamli inyan isuin uktushes gufoi. Ubeshicholavad, so lios nisha begdush Israel. Are you there, Gayish, to be trilla, choice of Bashas Tilos, Ella the Amin and the Kim and the Gayish, Hoysel Shem Abdus. You need to mash the geiris, but the shicha and the isa and kedushin and Bas Yisrael does the be'evin has to come the Shem Avdus. That's what he talks about. Yeah.
We're 3 minutes to 9.
Okay, good. So we'll miss, that's the story. We'll pick up in the next seminar. Okay.
What direction is the?
the next thing, maybe I just finish for a second, but really what I need is the next thing in Ramban. Next thing in Ramban, whether it's Rabbi Akiva, the next machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whatever. I think it might be two more.